Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Mike Stranz, National Farmers Union Vice President of Advocacy, says the organization recently testified before the Senate Ag Subcommittee on Crop Insurance Subsidies and the overall safety net. They had three main points. The first one is that the next farm bill have a safety net that works as it should in making sure commodity programs and crop insurance are updated and viable. Number two, having diversified income streams for farmers, programs that help with climate change mitigation and conversation, which can add to an operation's revenue. And the third point, the lack of competition in the marketplace needs to be addressed. He says if the ag industry is dominated by corporate monopoly, then all the programs mentioned here are for nothing and a larger issue needs to be addressed. Strand says it was good interaction with the Senate Ag Subcommittee lawmakers.
From North Dakota, asked questions about what sort of changes our groups would like to see to Title I commodity programs in the Farm Bill. Farmers Union's main, well, one of the points that Farmers Union is putting forward is that for the last couple Farm Bills, farmers have had a choice between agriculture risk coverage on revenue and price loss coverage. That's kind of based on farmers having to make a choice, and you know, sometimes the choice is made incorrectly. Market conditions may change and prices shift. So we want to see a dual enrollment option.
One other note, Stranz points out that with the timing of the debt ceiling this year, it is making farm bill discussions even more difficult. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.